You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Wall Street has long been criticized for having overwhelmingly white and male executives, and then promising to make diversity a priority. But it seems some big banks are failing to make good on their promises, especially for Black employees. Black senior executives make up no more than 2.6% of top positions at JPMorgan Chase, Citi, and Goldman Sachs. And the number of Black workers is actually falling in all U.S. positions at JPMorgan, Citi, and Bank of America, from 15.2% to 13.1%. Max Abelson wrote about this for Bloomberg Businessweek, and he joins me now. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Lizzie.
What is causing the number of Black executives on Wall Street to go down, especially among investment banks?
And especially considering the number of investment banks wasn't even good to begin with.
Yeah.
Racial diversity wasn't great on Wall Street, and now our numbers show they're getting worse. You know, it's a complicated question. Jordan Holman, my All-Star colleague, and I talked to a lot of Black bankers and executives and also the academics who study them. And they consistently talked about a couple of things. One is that Wall Street is either unwilling or unable to change. And remember, Wall Street used to be basically exclusively white until not all that long ago.
And male.
And male, a lot of white men.
Firms have made promises about this. Jamie Dimon at JP Morgan put it in his shareholders' letter, I believe both this year and last year, you mentioned in your story. Are those real promises? Are they sort of empty window dressing?
Well, it doesn't look great when you get sort of credit. So Jamie got a lot of attention and credit this year when he said, look, you know, we're really proud of our diversity except for one thing, Black diversity, and we're going to get a lot better. And my colleague Jordan, I called her a star for a reason. She said to me when we were reporting this story, you know, I have a feeling he might have said those exact words like verbatim a year earlier. And we looked back at his shareholder letter and they are the same exact words. I think maybe one or two might be different. The banks have spent years touting their own diversity, talking about how many diversity awards they get. You know, they have pictures of smiling Black people on their websites and they pledge how much diversity matters. And yet, you know, not only is diversity static at some of the banks, at some of these big Wall Street firms, the percentages of Black bankers is going down.
Yeah, especially in that top rung.
Yeah, not only do we see the percentage of Black employees going down in the U.S., which is the numbers we're talking about here, it's the U.S. workforce, we see it going down at the top of the bank. And you take something like Citigroup, they have had one Black executive in each of the last 5 years, and their executive pool has gone from having like 23 people to having 63 people. So they find all these new executives. In their case, not one of them was a new Black person.
What did the banks tell you when you asked them why this is happening?
You know, you have to give props to Citigroup in particular. They said, we are not happy with these numbers and we're working to make them better. But I have to tell you, a lot of the other banks either didn't send a comment or sent a comment that was sort of like, you know, pretty interchangeable, sort of the type of thing that a lot of institutions in corporate America would say. And, you know, we have to be honest with ourselves. Lizzie, you and I are journalists and, you know, I think it's only fair to acknowledge that journalism is pretty white too.
There are absolutely
not a lot of Black journalists joining the ranks. And you know, Hollywood and Silicon Valley, those are collected in what's called the information industry, and their Black diversity numbers look a lot like Wall Street's.
You have a quote from someone in your story who is at JP Morgan saying, without a representative number of Black leaders to look up to, it's hard to imagine yourself occupying a meaningful position. How does any of this change if there aren't people at the upper echelons who people coming in can look up to, or maybe can, you know, give a hand to people coming in?
That's from a wonderful and intelligent young man. He's 27, named Jared Johnson, I believe. And you know, it's pretty discouraging, I think, when you go to work and you don't see anyone who looks like you.
I should say he was at JP Morgan and he's gone.
That's it. That's right. And he's gone because he's going to the MIT Sloan School of Business. I mean, he's exactly the type of star that Wall Street wants. But, you know, I think that what Jared would say if he were here, I think, is that the banks need to do a way better job of bringing Black people in more creatively into the workforce. He talked about how, you know, sort of in off-cycle hiring, like the middle of the year, the people who would come in were, you know, friends of executives, just the people everyone knows, which is, on the other hand, you know, it's natural and it sort of feels like human nature. So he said people need to get creative about that. And then you definitely have to be creative about keeping someone like Jared in the company and making him feel that he's he's cared for and that he's sponsored and that there's going to be a path forward. But, you know, if he looks at the top of the bank, no matter where you are on Wall Street right now, if you look up to your executive suite, you are not going to find a black person leading your bank.
Max Abelson, who wrote this story with Jordan Holman for Bloomberg Businessweek, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Lizzie.